Crows smashed Essendon by 82 points last night. It was a cracking game, and our next guest who's about to join us had career best figures in terms of goals kicked. He got four.
Goes long into the goal square. Mitch McGovern went up 1, 2,
oh!
3.
Oh!
Mitch
McGovern.
Yep. His vice-like grip went cooler.
Yep. There you go. We talk of Mitch McGovern. He joins us now. Mitch, congratulations on your game and the win last night.
G'day, Jed. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
It's our pleasure. Tell us about today. You would have went through the review. It's an interesting one, isn't it, when you win by that margin. What does the coach pick out of it?
Yeah, like you said, it was a good win from the boys. Had our review today, and mainly our focuses today was just trying to play our brand of footy for the full four quarters, the full 120 minutes. I know late in the last, we conceded a few goals that we would have liked to keep. So that was pretty much our main focuses on our review today, yeah.
I'll get back to the team. I want to talk about you, your big shooter. How'd you enjoy playing the Texan Walker role Sunday?
It was good. Been given a lot of confidence by the coaching staff and all the playing group just to play my natural game. And with Tex out, obviously, just means I was a bit more of a target for the weekend, which was good fun. But saying that, the boys all played that role. With Sauce going down as well, we sort of shuffled things around a bit, which the boys, I think, adapted really well with JJ and also Cole Hardy and playing his role for the team very well.
Yeah, great diversion there, Mitch. We'll get back to them as well, but I want to talk about you. What was different? Did you find they looked for you more?
I wouldn't say that as much. It's just, I think it was just myself, I guess, being more confident that I could fly for more footies, knowing that I'm a genuine tall for the game. So I think that might have been why... I guess it's a bit hard to sort of tell now, but yeah.
If Tex is back, I have this theory, and I think your selectors, via your senior coach, has as well. Possession is 9/10 of the law, shooter. You kicked four, so Tex doesn't get your spot back, buddy. I'd fight for that, Mitchie.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, obviously Tex plays a huge part in our team,
doesn't he?
The way we play, so. No matter what, I think he was slotted in, and I think we'll go back to playing the way that we have been all year, which has been some exciting close footy. So
it's been a breakout year for you. You've played every game, all 18 games. You've kicked 25 goals, 15, only three games without scoring a goal. How have you rated your year? Because you've surprised a lot of people, including myself.
Yeah, this year's been it's a bit of a shock to myself, to tell you the truth. I didn't expect I would be playing 18, 19 games already, let alone the round one. So it's been really good, a good confidence boost for myself. And yeah, it's just it's pretty much a bit of a whirlwind at the moment. Still trying to pinch myself every morning when I wake up, knowing that you're playing. So it's been really good for me and really good for my development. And the playing group have helped me along the way. And I think we've playing under Pike now with a good game plan, and we know where we want to go. So, it's been pretty good.
What about your body physically? Because last week you only had the two possessions against Geelong, and I just wondered whether, 17 games in your first year, whether you might need a spell just to recover a bit before the finals. How physically are you travelling?
Not too bad. Up and down after each week. Obviously, some games are more physical than others, so your body takes a bit of a battering every now and again. But at the moment, it's not too bad. It's just trying to get everything right during the week to get yourself in the best physical condition that you can play at your best level on the weekend. So still for me, trying to figure out what's best for myself. And still learning from the likes of Dan Taylor here and a couple of the senior players of what they do week in, week out to get themselves cherry ripe for a game. So at this stage, not feeling too bad. And we'll see how we go later on in the year.
There you go, Skip. No resty here. He wanted to rest you last week, Mitch. You wouldn't have kicked four goals. Fair dinkum. Hey, I reckon you're going to take Mark of the Century one day. You've got a licence to fly for him, haven't you?
Yeah, I think Pikey's always encouraged me to launch for the ball as much as I can. It's, he says it's one of my assets in my game. So any opportunity I get to really throw myself at the footy, I try to. But fingers crossed I can try to grab one sometime soon. It'd be nice.
Oh, mate, you flew at a couple. Cole Hardigan's first goal. How special is when that happens in a team? I love it when every player comes in and does the old hair ruffle and the old screw
grip. Yeah, it's a great feeling for all the boys playing and especially for the fella kicking the goal. And like you said, everyone gets around it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, yeah. And it's a great feeling for the person kicking the goal, but yet for us to celebrate with him as well, it was great fun. It was something I remember dearly from my first goal, and I think every footy player will remember theirs as well.
What about the opportunity you have playing alongside Eddie Betts? I think we all go to the footy and marvel at what he's able to do. You've got the best seat in the house. And last night, a little bit of it rubbed off. You socketed a goal off the left foot and spun it around just like Eddie. Does he give you confidence to try a few things?
Yeah, it's amazing playing with Eddie. I always say, Dad always asks me who's the best player that I'll play with or played against, and it's always Eddie Betts that comes to mind. But he's freakish talent sort of gives you the confidence on the field to try other things that are a little bit different, and lucky enough for me, my one paid off for me. But no, it's amazing to sit back and just watch the Eddie show at times. And sometimes, well, I know for a fact I got the best seats in the house for his Goal of the Year nomination earlier on in the year, which is quite special itself. So no, he's a great lad as well, Ed, and the boys, and I know the fans love every minute of having him on the ground.
Well, give yourself time. I reckon your highlights reel will grow as well, Mitch. How black was Sauce's ankle this morning?
It actually wasn't too bad this morning. Obviously, standard small ankle injury. He didn't seem too bad on it. Obviously, icing and steel and trying to do everything right in recovery for this week to try to get himself available. So it's a bit of a waiting game for us at this stage. So. Just
won't see. Riley O'Brien have a bit of a spring in his step, did he, when he bounced in this morning?
Had the old suitcases under the arms as he walked in.
Oh, he's a housemate of mine, so as soon as I got home, I gave him a little nudge under the shoulders, ask him how he's feeling. So, no, he's a bit optimistic at the moment. Obviously, wants Sauce to get right for the game, but in saying that, he's always... I'm sure he would be very happy to have the opportunity, but like I said, it's just a bit of a waiting game for him and also Sauce and the team.
He played a NAB Cup game, we called it, Mitchie, in Port Lincoln, and he belongs. So he's ready. What do you think? He's ready to play at that level for sure.
Yeah, I think so. He definitely shows signs in the Stanford. He's a real competitor, Big Rob, and he's I think he plays very similar to Sauce, so... I think he could fit into the team and slide into a place if Sauce doesn't manage to get up. So should be good for him.
Hey, Shooter, you happy here in Adelaide? You got yourself a girlfriend? How's the digs? You settled? where you at?
Oh, getting the goss from me, are
you? So, yeah, if you want to. I mean, you know, we're mates, Shooter. The old Shooter McGovern.
Enjoying Adelaide and loving my footy at this stage. The boys, great footy club, and look after you. Like no other, so loving every minute of it. And for the girlfriend, I'm seeing someone at the moment, so it's going all right.
Well, the thing with that is we've got to get you a nice Adelaide girl so you settle down and you don't go back to the West, Mitch. So where's that all at?
I am seeing someone at the moment, so nice young lady at this stage, so...
I'm not prying too much, Mitch. I'm talking about your contract. You bloody lit it up. What, 18 games, 25 goals? We want to keep you. Where's that at?
I've signed a year deal with the earlier on in the year, I think it might have been.
Oh, good.
So I'm here till the end of 2017. And, besides that, I haven't heard any news or anything like that. So. Just going to have to wait and see on that one.
You mentioned you live with Riley O'Brien. Is he the only guy you live with, or is there a crew of you together?
There is three of us. I'm also in with Harry Deer as well. So,
The big roosters.
Yeah, the big boys. So I feel like a midget when I'm around him.
Hey, he's doing all right, Deary, isn't he? He got a bit of rich vein of form there as well, Mitch.
Yeah, he's playing some good footy down at Temple, and I think... like you said, he had a few good weeks, and the boys themselves had a good win on the weekend, which is really good for the the depth in the team and really pushing for spots. So,
now, last one, we've got to let you go, and we thank you for your time. Percentage is so important. It could be between second or fifth. I know you've got to win the game first, so no more missing any easy goals, Mitch.
Yes, exactly right. So, fingers crossed we can play our game of footy and play the way we want to play, and hopefully the result will take care of itself down in the future. So.
Good man.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us. Congratulations, like we said, on your form. Career high, 4 goals on the weekend. We hope that form continues against Brisbane this week.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mitchie McGovern, what a great lad. He is explosive. He will take mark of the century one day. And when he just gets it all together, because he's only played 18 games, he is going to be something. I didn't pry too much. I wasn't asking him again about the girlfriend, because you rolled your eyes a bit.
He gave one answer, and then you went again. He gave the same answer.
But I was going into... Well, okay. I know, but I was going more into... You know, you're happy, are you settled, are your management talking?
Just come out a bit more clearly next time. You signed up for next year, would have done it.
Well, that would have done it, Bix, you know, because I'm hoping there's a bit of a long-term little deal there. Yeah. We don't want to see him go.
No, we don't. And the other thing that he's got, and I think it's really important to Adelaide's forward line, he's got speed, closing speed, when he puts pressure on. And there's a couple of times when players kick in from a point, they do a little kick to themselves and they run to the side and they kick out. I tell you what, he closes really quickly. Yeah. And generally, they know they've had someone chase them.
He touches cotton's what happens. Bangs when
into
he gets
him. And so him along with Charlie Cameron, really important to Adelaide's pressure.